Good evening. Welcome to the pastor's study at Lock Haven Baptist Church. I am Lane Stockton. It is good to be with you. We find ourselves as a country, as a city, as a church, in a very peculiar and difficult situation. So we're glad that you're here tonight. This is how we'll be meeting for the next little while, at least till April the 9th. The county mayors of Osceola and Orange County and executives have put in place a stay-at-home order beginning tomorrow. So help me spread the word. We'll be having services online just like this for the next little while. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we're together. Even though it's through technology, we need you. You are not limited by technology. Lord, we're thankful that you allow us this opportunity as a church to come together, spend a little time in your word, finding comfort and strength during these hours that we face. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'll be playing a few songs here and there, giving you opportunity to get your Bible, get a pen and paper, get a cup of coffee, perhaps, and enjoy a sip or two. Echo, would you play Blessed Assurance?
Blessed Assurance from your library, starting now on Amazon Music.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God.
On a normal Wednesday night, we would be meeting in the auditorium. The elementary kids would be in Discovery Bible Club. The youth zone would be meeting with the teens there, working out their knowledge in the Bible. And we'd be having prayer meeting time in the main service, waiting for them to join us. So tonight I'm going to read through the main topics of our prayer list. And then I'm going to play a song. And if you have a prayer request you'd like to add, just type it into the comment section. It'll come up there. And then those that are with us will be able to pray for that at the end of the song. Remember to pray for our church, especially our country, in this difficult time we find ourselves in. Our unspoken requests that are abundant here at Lock Haven. We are praying for several for salvation, our missionaries and their families around the world representing us with the gospel. Then those that have miscellaneous requests that they have turned into the church office. And we have several that are on the cancer list. And just normal, everyday medical stuff that we're dealing with. But in this time, those that have lost jobs, they have been furloughed or either laid off, business owners. Of course, all of these are medical personnel, our doctors, our nurses, first responders of all sorts. So as we play this next song, if you have a prayer request, would you just type it in the comment section? It will come up. The other ones watching will be able to see it, and we'll join together after this song for a word of prayer. Echo, play It Is Well With My Soul.
Here's It Is Well With My Soul from your library on Amazon Music.
Remember, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, just type it into the comment section. It'll come up, those watching with us now. And later, we'll be able to see that prayer request or that praise report and be able to offer praise or prayer, depending on what you offer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, interceding on behalf of our country, those that are sick and ill, and our prayer requests and our missionaries. Father, we do love you. We thank you for this opportunity. We ask you, God, to allow your gracious healing hand to be in the lives of those, Lord, who are hurting because of this virus that is spreading around the world. You are the great physician. We're much thankful for our medical staff and first responders. But Lord, we need your healing hand. We depend upon you. We ask you to give them wisdom. Help us as a church to do what we can for our community and to be busy honoring and glorifying you. Lord, our missionaries that are on the foreign fields and around America, we do ask you to put a shield of protection around them. They are busy doing your work, and Lord, they do not need to be hindered by this virus. For all the churches, Lord, pastors that are dealing with this situation, which we find ourselves in, help us all look to you for wisdom. And Lord, seek your face for what you'd have each and every one of our churches to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that tomorrow the mayors of Osceola and Orange County has put an order in requesting us to stay home. So at least until April the 9th, this is how we as a church will meet. The next time we have a service again will be this Sunday. We had thought about having it outdoors like we did last Sunday, but we will not be able to because of this order. So I will meet you again here in the pastor's study. Tonight, I'm going to read a joke. I have here world's greatest collection of church jokes. There was a pastor that went on vacation. He came back in. He asked one of his members, how did the assistant pastor's sermon go last Sunday? And the lady replied, it was a poor sermon, nothing in it at all. Upon seeing the assistant pastor later on that day, the pastor asked, how did it go this Sunday in your preaching? The assistant pastor said, excellent. I didn't have any time to prepare because I was busy taking care of all the other menial labor that we have going on around the church. So I just reached into my bag and I preached one of your sermons. Sometimes that's how it goes. John chapter number one this evening, if you'll take your Bibles. John chapter number one and verse number 43. We're going to look at a common man. Actually, all the apostles were just simply common men. Well, the reason I chose this study tonight was because it seems this virus is real in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter number 1, verse number 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. It's amazing to me when you think about the apostles and the work of eternity that the Lord Jesus came to do. He had a short period of time to do the work of the Lord, the work of the Father, and the eternal work that he came to do And yet he chose, far as we can tell through study of the scripture, it seems no-name people. Now Philip, he is known throughout the scripture. We'll actually look at four different passages in John, but he's not distinguished. He's not distinguished like Peter, like Andrew, like John the Beloved. So we're going to look at the life of Peter, the life of Philip, excuse me there. Now, if you'll notice there in verse number 43, as we read, in the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and it says, and findeth Philip. I tell you, it was a wonderful thing in 1991 when the Lord Jesus Christ found me. I was a sinner without hope. I was dead and trespassed in sin. I had tried religion. I tried wickedness. I tried evilness. But the grace of God and His mercy and the Lord Jesus Christ found me. And it was presented unto me the love of God, how that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, you find here that Philip was found by the Lord. And the Lord had a request. He said to Philip, Philip, follow me. Now, it's obvious through study of Scripture that he did follow him. But he paused for a little bit, and he went and found Nathanael. Now, Nathanael and Philip were familiar with each other. They may have even studied at some theological learning center there in Israel. They may have just studied some of the prophets on their own in the scripture. May have went to the synagogue together. But whatever the case may be, Philip was concerned that Nathanael come and see this Jesus. But it's obvious in the reading here that Nathanael must have had some sort of personal hang-up with Nazareth. I don't know, perhaps maybe his donkey one day as they were riding through the area in Nazareth, maybe the donkey stepped in a hole, broke his leg. I have no earthly idea. But there was some kind of hang up here. And Nathanael, from that experience, whatever it must have been, through human observation, he set a firm limit on the power of God. And this is something that we have done as humans. We've used our intellect, we've observed, and we've looked at the situation, and we many times, even today, we set a firm limit upon the power and hand of God. And I just want you to know that all power is given unto our Lord, that God is almighty. He is powerful. All-powerful, all-knowing. And this situation didn't catch him by surprise, much like this here virus that we are facing as a nation kind of snuck up on us, caught us by surprise, and each and every day we are getting more and more surprises through the knowledge that they are gaining through studying this virus. Now that we're being asked in Orange and Osceola County to simply stay at home, do our part, and allow this virus to take its course. But we need to be careful. We need not to allow fear to outrun facts. And so we have to understand something. This virus is real, but God is real. And God is much greater and much more powerful than this virus. In this situation we find ourselves in, we need not to allow our human intellect to limit or shorten the powerful hand of God in our lives in this situation. With that being said, let's be very cautious, very careful, always looking and being clean. And if you're sick, stay home, stay away from others, and do your very best to realize that though we are common, as common people go, we are beloved in our Lord's eyes, and He's looking to care for us. So don't be like Nathanael and say, is there anything that good could come out of Nazareth. And so he limited the hand and power of God. Now, listen, it's not necessary that we know all the answers to render help. You notice that Philip, he didn't know the answer. He didn't know if something good could come out of Nazareth. All he did was reply with this, "Come and see. Come and see." Now this shows us that God has a place for every one of us. Though we might be ordinary, though we might just be the everyday person, we're not a Moses, we're not an Abraham, we're not a great evangelist that we have seen in times past. We're just God's people. So as we're looking into the Word of God, remember, God loved you. If you're saved, He saved you and indwells you. He's given us a Word that is preserved and forever settled in heaven that we can use and we can offer people help. And Nathanael said, I don't know if anything good can come out of Nazareth. And Philip replied, come and see. So I would challenge you to come into the Word of God as we study and look to the Lord for help. Come and see that the Lord is good. Now listen, Philip was a man that was of little faith, like many of us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Jesus said unto him one time in the Gospels, he said, listen, O ye of little faith. Listen, I don't have faith that is huger or greater than a grain of mustard seed. But that's all God asks us to have. In John, if you'll take your Bibles in John chapter number six, here's another passage in the book of John that talks about Philip, and it showed his lack of faith. And not only his, but according of scriptures we read, it was all the apostles that lacked faith. There was a multitude that began to follow because they saw the miracles that the Lord Jesus did. And in John chapter 6 and verse number 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw the great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take even a little, that they may take a little. So Philip here is showing of lack of faith, doubting that the hand of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, could take care of this problem. Now, the question is designed to test Philip. And many times the Lord comes to us through the scriptures, through the Word of God, and he presents himself to us with a question. And he says, come unto me, all ye that are labor, are heavy laden and are labored in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. If you're, and he says this, take my yoke upon you. Now, a yoke is nothing that is supposed to bring rest. It is used for work. It's used to join two animals together so that the two together could work together. But when we join ourselves and take the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, He, which is greater is in me than he that's in this world, can do mighty and wonderful things through us. But just like Philip here in this passage, as we read and we look at it, Philip was struck with a lack of faith. He said, 200 pennyworth, how is that going to help? Some of you might thinking, how is having a small portion of time on the internet through live stream going to help? But where two or three are gathered, there in the midst of them is the Lord. Now, I know we're not together in this room, but through technology that is here, We have the ability to be with one another. And we have the opportunity to look at the Word of God and to see how we could do. What I'm telling you is that we can, as a church, look back into Scripture and we can see and not miss the point of what Christ did, but what Christ can do. Now, we need to be very careful that we don't repeat the same things that we see in Scripture, but we learn from them. And when we have times of little faith, run to the Word of God, run to the Bible. And when Jesus is dealing with us in a spiritual way through the Scripture, search out the Scriptures. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to give you direction and give you understanding, and allow the Word of God. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Allow the Word of God to increase your faith. Now, in John chapter number 12, if you'll take your Bibles and turn to John chapter number 12, here's another portion of Scripture where Philip is wrote about, and he's dealt with here in John chapter 12 and verse 20. John chapter 12 and verse number 20. The Bible says in John 12, verse number 20, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew." Again, Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. There is a portion of Scripture here that we just read that shows that there is some uncertainty in the heart and mind of Philip when this group of Greeks show up. And they come to Philip and they say, "Listen, Philip, we want to come and worship the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, up until this point, there has been a focus by Christ on the Jews, and his ministry was primarily to the Jews. Now, some of the commentaries say that these Jews were these Greeks that came to honor and to worship the Lord Jesus were possibly Jews from the diaspora, that they had been scattered abroad. Others write and say that they were probably just simply Gentiles that had came across the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ and were there to worship in spirit and truth. And Philip, he didn't know what to do. He was uncertain. And I'm telling you, in this day and age which we're living in, this is certainly a day of uncertainty. But there's one thing that we know that is certain, that the Word of God, that Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit are certain. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. This day did not catch them by surprise. We are the ones that are caught by surprise. So what we must do is press toward the mark of the high calling of the Lord Jesus. Draw close to the Lord in this uncertain hour. Get as close as you can to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when people come to you, this is what happened. For some reason, these Greeks came, and they came to Philip. Now, there's going to be people in this day that are struggling, that are hurting. They've lost their jobs. They've been furloughed. They may approach you. They may seek you out, and they may look for help through you, and you may not have the answers. It is okay to go to Andrew like Philip did. Go to another brother or sister in Christ. It is okay to do that, but it is much better that we hesitate not running to Jesus. You'll notice there that Philip, in verse 22, he cometh and he telleth Andrew. And again, Andrew and Philip, they tell Jesus. There wasn't much time that passed. We're living in a day of uncertainty that we need not to procrastinate. There are people that are living daily and facing death daily. We need to make sure that we're ready to give an answer for the hope that's in us. And just like Philip, during this day of uncertainty, he wasn't sure, should I let him come worship? He went quickly to Jesus. Remember the story about the little children coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the disciples went and said, let's be careful, let's get the children away. And Jesus said, suffer them to come unto me. Let's be careful that we are helping people come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here in this hour for a purpose. And that purpose is to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need not to live in fear. We need to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. But we need to understand that there are people all around us that are coming and wanting and seeking for opportunity to meet Jesus. We that are the children of God, we that have been redeemed, we need to help them, bring them, point them to the Lord Jesus Christ during this time that we find ourselves in. Now, there's another spot in the book of John, John chapter number 14, that we read about Philip. So Philip, we found out in John chapter number 1, he was just a common man, just like you and I. We found out in John chapter number 6 that Philip had little faith. That's where we find ourselves. Oh, ye of little faith. And then we found in John chapter number 12 that it was a situation with uncertainties to it. But the answer in all these was Jesus. In John chapter 1, Philip said, come and see for yourself. In John chapter 6, Philip said to the Lord, Lord, there's not enough. 200 pennyworth's not enough to feed that they all may have just a little. Here in John chapter 12, we read that he went to Jesus. In John chapter 14 and verse number 7, if ye had known me, this is Jesus speaking, if ye had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Verse 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, have I not been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words that I have speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Now we find Philip with a one-dimensional view of faith. If I can see it, it is so. Then he interrupts the Lord here in the Lord's teaching, and he says to the Lord, Lord, show us the Father, and I'll believe. This is how you and I live constantly. We have great faith when we can see it. When the church is open and we're gathered together and the offerings are there and people are coming out and they're worshiping, we can see it and we go for it. And we have great faith. But when in times of uncertainties like we find ourselves in now, when we can't see past the fog of fear, we're like a deer in headlights. And we need to get outside of our comfort zones. We need to get outside of interrupting what God is doing. I have no idea what God is doing at this moment, but God is at work. And we need to be very careful that we're not like Philip here and interrupt the hand and work of God. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long? Have we been saved so long that we have no faith in God is going to see us through tomorrow? That God's going to get us through these situations? Get outside of that. Listen, faith is what we cannot see, and we follow through, and we see the actions. Take your Bibles and look over in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 11. In verse number 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. We're hoping that this passes. We're hoping that we get back to work. We're hoping that we're fixed upon this thing passing quickly. Now the evidence of that. The evidence of that faith is evidence of things not seen. We don't know how it's going to happen, but we do know God is at work. And be very careful that we do not interrupt the work of God. Listen what it says back in John chapter 14 and verse 10. Believest thou not that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. Now Philip is seeing that he is one-dimensional. If he sees it, he's ready for it. You remember back when we read in John chapter 12, he didn't see the fragments left over. He didn't see, all he could see was I have 200 penny worth and I don't know how it's going to work out. We don't even have enough that they can have just a little. And Jesus here speaks with Philip and gives him words of encouragement, words of strength. Hey, God the Father is at work. Jesus Christ loves us. And if you're saved, the Holy Spirit of God indwells you. Allow God and His Word to work in our lives and to help us through this difficult hour that we are in. Yes, though we are ordinary people, we have an extra superior God that is not limited by ordinary power. He has supernatural power, and He's going to get us through this hour that we find ourselves in. Father, we do love You. We thank You, Lord, that You have been so gracious to us as a people. We pray, God, that You will help us during this time that we find ourselves in. Lord, we love You. We're thankful that You are our Father, and we can call out to You as Abba, Father. Help us, Lord, to be the light that we should be during this dark time. Help us to be the salt that we should be during this time. Lord, help us to learn from this Apostle Philip. Help us, Lord, to see that You have a place for ordinary people and You want to use us. We ask You, Lord, use us during this time. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining us tonight. Help us, please, to spread the word that as long as the county executives of Orange and Osceola County has put this order out that we should stay home, that this is how we will meet, at least till April 9th. And we will meet again this Sunday at 11 o'clock, Sunday morning, here in the pastor's study. And we will spend time together worshiping the Lord and spending time together. If this passes quicker, we'll be back at the house of God worshiping. If this is something that lasts, we'll take it day by day. Because our God is eternal. This didn't catch Him by surprise. And so help me press the spread the word, letting others in our church know that this is where we'll be meeting at our church times, and I'll try to get it out. And if the Lord opens up other avenues of getting this live streaming, then we'll go that route. We're going to play one last song. Echo, play Rock of Ages. Thank you again for being with us. And we're grateful that you're here with us.
Let me hide myself in thee.
Remember to please help pass the word that we'll be having online services like this. Next time we meet will be Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m. here in the Pastor Study at Lock Haven Baptist Church. God bless. Stay safe. Love others. Love Jesus. And help them to see our God is on the throne. Good night.